Elsewhere, UK-based charities found out that British arms companies have earned more than $8 billion from their trade with Saudi Arabia during the ongoing war on Yemen. War Child says the revenue is almost double an official figure recently announced. The charity accused British private manufacturers of, quote, profiteering from the details of children in Yemen. The NGO warned British firms' involvement in the trade could be more than expected, but it's difficult to pin down due to lack of transparency. Saudi Arabia has been bombarding its southern neighbor since March 2015. Nearly 13,000 people have died so far, mostly civilians. Riyadh stands accused of committing war crimes in Yemen. The U.S. and the U.K. are two major arms providers to the kingdom. Right on political analyst Mr. Saeed Shahabi joins us now from the British capital, London. Mr. Shahabi, welcome to the program. It's reports like the one issued by War Child that pretty much shows how much the U.K. and the United States put their interests and economic gains far ahead of the issue of human rights.
Thank you very much. Only this week and last week, there were the week before, there was the international arms exhibition in London, and there were quite a few activists who are anti-arms, against the spread of the arms in the world, pacifists, Quakers, and others, who challenged that exhibition and challenged the world leaders to control the spread of arms in order to contain the wars and the destruction that is caused by those wars. Unfortunately, the Western world still believes that happiness in those countries can only be achieved if they sell more arms to dictatorial regimes, because that will provide them with the job opportunities. They are not separating, they are totally separating the human values from and ethics from the trade and from the business aspects. And unfortunately, the Western countries, the Western people are paying the price in terms of what we see, either poverty, low standards of living, or spread of terrorism, as we see it here in the UK and in other European countries. So I think the people are paying the price for the spreading of arms, for the huge arms deals. They are in no way compensating the losses of the people. Yes, they get money, but this money goes on repairing the destruction caused by other factors, including terrorism.
And what about the international community? In the case of Yemen, it's been standing idly by. Would you say that it has failed the people of Yemen up until now?
Well, even the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed bin Ra'ad Al Hussein, said 2 weeks ago when he opened the present 36th session of the Human Rights Council, he told the council, it is shameful that you are not able yet to establish an independent inquiry into war crimes that are being committed in Yemen. So because the Saudis have a lot of influence in the Human Rights Council, buying off votes of other nations, they are not able to establish even an investigative committee to look into the non-stop violations of the international humanitarian law. So the Yemenis are paying a great price because the Saudis are bombing them day and night. They have destroyed their civilization, they have killed thousands of children, they have killed civilians, they have destroyed the infrastructure of the country, yet they are not making headway. They are not winning the war at all. There is an international awareness that must be a freeze on the arms supplies to the Saudis, to the UAE, to Bahrain, those countries who are committing unlimited crimes against the people of Yemen. Yet, unfortunately, the world has become leaderless. There's no leadership. The United Nations is too weak. The Americans are, under Trump, America has totally lost the way, the proper way of proper conduct on international matters. So the people are paying the price for that neglect and misguidance.
Right on, political analyst Saeed Chaabi joining us from London. Thank you, sir.